Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
We are back, and we are going to go right to the phones as we are joined by one of our favorite contributors. He joins us every week at this time, Mr. Nate Zielinski. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
You know, I'm doing well. We had some great weather. I got out and did a little fishing, and today it's a little rainy. So I think Karen and I might have a movie day today and just make some popcorn, and then I'll think about the fishing. But the weather's been great. It's going to be a little seasonal next week, but it's going to be nice. It's going to be 70s, 60s, mostly sunny as we get through after today, and it's going to be perfect weather to be out. So what's going on out there, my friend?
You know, we got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, fishing is fantastic, and we're really excited about it. You know, it's that time of year where the mountain lakes are starting to open up. Spinney and 11 Mile open for boating this week. You know, and I think with that, I think there's a lot of hype and just a lot of excitement almost every year for the opener of Spinney Mountain Reservoir. And I would say this year did not disappoint. You know, every year I think people go by the opening date of fishing and conditions, and they don't necessarily think about where the fish are in that relationship. So being that Spinney opened up this week, you know, a lot of people are getting intel, everybody's kind of getting out there and doing their thing, and depending on your style of angling and or how you fish or where you fish, everybody had different results. On a real early year, you know, when we can get out there in mid-April, the rainbows are in full spawn, so you get a lot of fly anglers and shore anglers that really target shallow water trout. And there's times where they have just incredible fishing, you know, double digit, you know, 50 count days on these big rainbows. And then when you're a little later in the season, like we are now, a lot of those fish have already had gone through the spawning process and are in slightly deeper water. So we had a lot of anglers that didn't have a banner shallow water bite, but the anglers that adapted to the post-spawn fish and the deeper water bite had absolutely incredible success. So I think it's really crucial, you know, we're going to kind of give you an update on the fisheries, but more importantly, as spring opens up, as our bodies of water are, you're getting out there, you know, as we start to spend a little bit more time outside, you know, always think about where your fish are at, what the situation is, and not necessarily the calendar date and or what you did last year, because it always changes. So, but yeah, the trout fishing at Spinney is great. Again, I think we're seeing those fish just a little deeper than normal in a post-spawn state. And with that being said, we're still seeing a handful of pike in pre-spawn, a very good portion of those fish in spawn mode, and we're starting to see our first wave of post-spawn fish. This week we saw a lot of 40-inch fish up there, and again, most of those fish being post-spawn fish that are very aggressive, very hungry, just coming off their spawn sites. So we're kind of excited to see that. So a lot of stuff happening in the hills as all those fisheries open up and open for boating. The walleye fishing continues to be great down here on the Front Range, no matter where you go. Very seasonal patterns, again, kind of coming off of our spring transition, moving into our early summer transition. So the jigging and rigging bite, you know, jigs and live bait rigs are starting to work pretty much everywhere across the Front Range. Just really in the last 2 days, I saw a lot of our fish coming out of that deeper water at like Cherry Creek. A lot of fish came out of the deeper water at Pueblo. So really moving into a late spring, early summer walleye tactics across the board. So again, that's going to increase the general take. Anglers are going to start catching a lot more fish, I'd say, than you typically do. Again, we talk about how you might lose a little bit of the size of those fish, but general quantity is definitely going to go through the roof now.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and I love fishing. You know, I will jig for walleyes and catch less fish, even if there's a more productive way, just because I love fishing that way. I want to circle back real quick. You know, you talked about the opening of Spinney. You know, you and I, having lived in the Midwest part of our lives, And we know what opening fishing season is like. That'll be like Minnesota has their opener on the 9th, and it's always the second Saturday in May. And the conditions are always so different. And half the time it's some of the worst fishing of the year, but it's probably the most fish day in Minnesota. There's something about anticipating something you're not allowed to do. And, you know, and that's what the opening of Spinney is. But I think now we're getting a whole bunch of people anticipating things they want to do that they've kind of been cooped up and couldn't do. And as things loosen up, they're going to get outside. So we're going to see some of that enthusiasm across the outdoor community just because hopefully things are going to start changing and loosening up.
I agree 100%. You know, as I talk to anglers, you know, I see people, I've been trying to, you know, go out fishing, taking the family out, things like that, just to stay up on the bites. And yeah, you know, you talk to anglers like, hey, yeah, I haven't been out this whole year. Yeah, the excitement level, I would say, is through the roof, for sure, just to get out there, whether that's turkey hunting or walleye or bass. I mean, obviously, we have the opener of shed hunting. I know there's been people just so excited about that. Obviously, I think here in Colorado, we love our outdoors. So I think people are. They're very excited to get out as things kind of loosen up. And again, you know, obviously, we've been talking about it for a month now, but just be safe with everything you do, you know. And honestly, before, I'd say it was a fairly wide description of what we should or shouldn't do. And a lot of it now is going to be broken down into county and or whoever manages that area where we might go fishing or hunting. Is it national forest? Is it state parks? Is it state wildlife? Try to do your best to monitor things as, you know, whether we want to call it loosen up or, you know, as we kind of get out a little bit more. Just do everything you can to abide by the rules. And there's no doubt there is some amazing fishing and hunting opportunity right now, especially with the weather warming up for turkey. Again, the walleye, the bass, the pike, and the trout fishing is all epic. In the next week or so, we're going to see a lot of those lake trout fisheries cutting loose. All of those have, you know, minimal ice and or icing off as we speak. So again, as all these opportunities up there, there's a lot of opportunity for some amazing fishing right now. And the great thing about this time of year is there's a lot of great fishing from a boat and or from shore. So a lot of opportunity.
Where are some of the other places you might go? If you were looking like tomorrow's supposed to be a pretty decent day, where are some of the other places you might head?
You know, right now, again, talking about just taking advantage of the opportunities, walleye fish on the Front Range. If you're looking for bigger fish, I'd hit Cherry Creek. If you're looking for numbers of fish, Chatfield, those two opportunities are awesome for anglers. You're taking advantage of these pike as they come out of spawn, I think, is something that is definitely should be a consideration. A lot of people know we have big pike in Colorado, but a lot of anglers never see them and or catch them. There is a short window where these pike gorge. Individual fish wise, it probably is a week to 10 days that these fish will just pack on the weight before they, I don't want to say they get smart, but they get less or they get more picky on their dietary needs. When they first come out of spawn, they are hungry, ferocious, and want to eat everything. If you've ever wanted to catch a big pike, right now at all your pike fisheries, there's big fish in shallow water at Williams Fork. There's big fish in shallow water at Spinney. There's big fish in shallow water at 11 Mile. So again, I think taking advantage of some of these pike opportunities would probably be one of my top things that I would focus on and or attempt here in the next week to 10 days. Just because that opportunity exists for some world-class fish right now, for sure. And again, they're very accessible. We're seeing those big fish cruising. I would say 8 to 14 feet of water is kind of your hot zone. Colder mornings, colder evenings, colder days, we're on the deeper side. Nice, bright, sunny day, warmer day, those fish are sliding up just a little bit of shallower water to take advantage of that. So shallower water on warm, hot days and a little bit deeper water on those colder, cloudier days.
What type of presentations do you like for those big pike in the post spawn?
Boring as you can get, Terry. You know, it's crazy. I think so many of us as anglers, we all do the same test, right? We put a bait on, we drop our rod tip in the water, and we drag the bait like 3 foot, right? If you do that and you look down and you think to yourself, man, that's a good bait. That is not one to use right now for pike. If you drop a big stick bait down there and you drag it and it hardly does anything, that is exactly what you're looking for right now this time of year. My favorite go-to is going to be a stick bait of any manufacturer. I mean, you know, original floating Rapalas. I love big giant storm thunder sticks. But any large-scale stick bait, 6 to 10-inch baits, and you want minimal movement. When you drag that bait through the water, you barely want it to move side to side. So minimal movement, honestly, take that stick bait, cast it out. And it's hard to do because so many of us want to jerk the rod or throb the rod to add action to that bait. Right now, cast that stick bait out, put that rod tip fairly low towards the water, and reel it in slow. We don't even add movement. We don't add twitches. We don't add pauses. Cast out and reel it back in. And that is literally going to be the go-to technique for those giant pike right now. Just slow, steady action. You know, when we troll for these fish, we're trolling at like 1.4 miles an hour. Just a very slow, steady movement is what's going to get those big fish going right now.
All right. Well, we got a couple minutes left. What's going on with Tightline Outdoors, and are things changing, loosening up? What are your activities?
You know, absolutely. We're, you know, like I said, you know, as a company that operates permits on 14 bodies of water, it's one of those things that it really depends on where, what we're doing and things like that. You know, we're excited. We're actually out here running a digital tournament right now. There's been a lot of anglers out fishing. You know, we worked with our health departments. We worked with CPW. Everybody's been great. And we kind of defined and developed our series called Catch Rate to abide by all of that. You know, only family members, you know, in the boat. So you're fishing with people that you live with household wise. We figured out a way to kind of sign up and register without any sort of contact. So really put a lot of stuff together to kind of make, again, set forth by the rules at hand. So we're out here doing that, and that's exciting. So that will, it starts basically today as a kickoff. Then it's again on Wednesday evening from 4 to 8, and it will be every other Wednesday after that. So we're excited to get Catch Rate back up and going. And again, you can always just watch our Facebook page, Tightline Outdoors. Again, everything is still changing, you know, by the day or by the week. So feel free to contact us at any point in time. We can kind of walk you through what we're doing, what we're not doing, and all that kind of stuff.
All right, my friend, get out there, catch some fish, and stay safe. And we will talk to you again next week.
We will do that. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Nate Zielinski. Hey, before we go, I want to, you know, we've been talking a lot of fishing, talking a lot of fly fishing today. We got more fishing coming up, by the way. We're going to talk to the guys at Blue Quill Angler next, and Brad Peterson's going to join us. But a lot of the fly fishing and the conventional fishing that we are talking about today is on my YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. You know, we filmed 22 seasons of television. A lot of that was filmed right around here, and about 135 episodes or so are on our YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. So if you go through that, a lot of the, we talked about fly fishing the Pooter. There's one on about that. We talked about some of the lakes up at Delaney, and we, there's one up there on that. So there's a lot, and Nate trolling for some of these fish. We did that on one of the television shows. So a lot of this is on that channel, so check it out. And follow us on Facebook, The Best of Fishing, I mean, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Facebook, because we are posting a lot of current conditions. If I get out, we're posting an update. We're posting like that we're having a huge fishing day today on the radio show. A lot of information, and we're going to start some trivia contests as soon as I round up some prizes. So follow us on Facebook at Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. We'll take a quick time out, and then we're going to take you to some of the fly fishing right around the metro area with the Blue Quill Angler on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.